I'm Michelle Long. Time for a daily market wrap this Monday, March 27, 2023. Asian equities fluctuated in cautious trade on Monday as investors weigh recession risks and their impact on already elevated policy rates.
We've been down for 7 weeks, so in some ways we are oversold. So, you know, if something that goes down has to go up.
COL Financial's April Li Tan says in the short term, investor sentiment will focus on developments overseas like the banking turmoil, while locals are looking ahead to the next inflation print coming out next week.
The BSP the finance secretary has already said that, you know, maybe we're already done with the rate hikes because the inflation would be addressed more with, say, on the fiscal side or more administrative measures rather than monetary tools. So hopefully, you know, if inflation does not go up, if it has already peaked, then that would be an easier argument, because if inflation continues to go up, then, you know, the BSP would have its hands tied and would maybe have to continue raising rates.
For the day, the PSE index fell by 0.1% to close a touch below 6,600. Ed Francisco, president of BDO Capital, says only when central banks stop increasing rates will markets march higher sustainably.
The BDO house view is that we were hoping, you know, the rates would stop increasing worldwide in the Philippines by second, third quarter. And then that would be a good sign already.
In corporate stories, MREIT of Andrew Tan is going to acquire four more prime grade A PEZA accredited office towers in McKinley West, Taguig, and Iloilo Business Park worth collectively 5.3 billion pesos. These are Festive Walk 1B, 2 Global Center in Iloilo, and 1 West and 5 West Campus in Taguig. These would add some 44,500 square meters of gross leasable area, increasing the company's asset portfolio by 16% to 325,000 square meters. The properties will be exchanged for some 263.7 million common shares at 20 pesos apiece, representing a 41% premium over MREIT's price last Friday. MREIT says it is committed to growing its portfolio size to 500,000 by 2024, with at least 10% total shareholder return annually. In other news, BDO is buying out Keppel's 50% direct equity ownership in SM Keppel Land, which developed and is operating the Podium Complex in Ortigas, Mandaluyong City. This same complex houses BDO's main office. Keppel Philippines and Opon K Properties earlier decided to divest. The transaction is still pending the approval of the Banco Central. Meanwhile, Union Bank is set to increase the size of its Philippine bonds program from 39 billion pesos to 50 billion.
We try to concentrate in areas so that we can saturate it before we expand to new.
And Ovia Land bullish about the affordable housing market despite headwinds from high inflation and elevated interest rates. The Olivares family-led developer filed last week for a 2 billion peso initial public offer and hopes to use money raised to grow its land bank fivefold to over 200 hectares over the next 5 years. Majority will still be in Luzon. After their strong performance in southern Luzon, they're now growing their footprint in central Luzon through Bulacan and perhaps enter Visayas through Iloilo in 3 years' time.
We cater to a young market, 25 to 35-year-olds, first-time home buyers, families are starting, and they continue to be optimistic about the future. That's why we've been experiencing a 77% revenue CAGR for the past 3 years. The size of the IPO is just right, fit in line with the company's growth trajectory, and proceeds will be enough to fuel the next 3 years.
And finally, the Philippines' second biggest nickel ore exporter, Global Ferronickel, reports a 9% growth in 2022 full-year profit to 2.2 billion pesos as it started the commercial export of nickel ore from its Palawan mine. Although revenue slipped due to bad weather, partially offset by a rise in medium-grade ore prices and favorable forex impact as compared to 2021. 2022 also saw F&I complete the acquisition of a 20% stake in Guangdong Century Tsingshan Nickel, which owns a 33-hectare rotary kiln electric furnace processing facility in China. The company says it's also on track to hit its medium-term strategy, which includes the construction of a steel processing plant in Bataan. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.